Hey everybody, welcome to LettermanRow.com. I am Jeremy Birmingham. This is Bermanology. Today we're welcoming back Ohio State 2022 commit five-star linebacker from Ketterington Archbishop Alter High School, CJ Hicks. CJ's going to talk about his senior season, his recruiting process in general, what the Buckeyes have planned as they head into signing day, and whatever else we bring up. So let's get to the show. CJ Hicks is here, Captain Buckeye. Do you hate the nickname yet, or do you actually, did you like it more at the beginning, or do you like it more now?
I really just don't try to pay attention to it. You know, my teammates call me, you know, if I make a big play, the student section would cheer Captain Buckeye, but, you know, I don't really pay attention to it.
You know, you had a lot of big plays this year, CJ. Season ended on Friday night. With that, your high school career wraps. A couple things I want to ask about it. Number one, staying at Alter and playing there, a lot of kids throughout the country make that move when, you know, you're in an area of the country that maybe has less talent on your team around you. And a lot of kids make the decision to go play at IMG or go do something else. Why was it important for you to stick at Alter these last 2 years, even though you maybe didn't get the challenge you might have elsewhere?
You know, just to make sure to, like, around me and just the kids around me, just to make sure, like, they stay loyal and understand what loyalty means, you know. My mom didn't really like transfer idea, just like I didn't really like the transfer idea. So just staying where I'm at and just building where I'm at, that's what I plan to do in college also. So just stay where I'm at and just stay loyal to the team I'm on.
You have that opportunity. How many times, and you don't have to tell me exactly what schools asked you, but how many different schools asked you to come transfer there, and how many times? Is this sort of thing where people would get the hint after you said no once, or did they try a couple times in the last couple of years?
They tried a couple times the past couple of years. It's been a few teams. And it's been some teams that's still in the playoffs right now. But, you know, like I said, staying loyal to the team I'm on.
Yeah, obviously that's an important thing. I mean, it seems kind of crazy to me that it was 2.5 years ago now that I saw you at the first Ohio State recruiting camp you went to. You were there working out as a safety with Jeff Hafley, and Ohio State coaches were like, hey, that kid looks pretty good. I don't know who he is. I'm like, well, let's, you know, and here it is now. Feels like a lot longer than 2.5 years, but like, when you look back on this process now that the next step is Ohio State, like, what do you think about it? I mean, did it go the way you wanted? Do you think that it was a good experience overall? Just generally speaking, how does the process feel now that you're on the other end of it?
It went by super fast, to be honest. You know, it really didn't go the way I wanted, like, far as, like, winning state championships. But it went by pretty fast, and it went by pretty good for me, for sure.
Yeah, you started, you were an unknown guy. You moved up the rankings, top 100, top 50. Now you're a top 10 player in the country, according to most metrics. What do you attribute that to? What was the one thing that you did that you bought into the most to make sure that people knew your name, even though you weren't transferring to some bigger school?
It's hard work and dedication. You know, my mom always taught me when I was younger, always give 110% everything that you do. So that's what I bought into as I got older. And, you know, as you get older, football, not even just football, with school, everything gets harder. You got to stay there mentally. You got to stay locked in. So that's what I've been doing.
Now, I know that a lot of the private schools, the Catholic schools, don't allow early enrollment. Is that in the works for you? Are you able to do that? Did you work something out?
Yeah, I talked to my principal, and I also talked to Coach Bantoni. So now I took a couple of summer classes, so I am able to graduate early.
So now here you are, what, 5 weeks from high school being over? Like, I mean, you're not going far away, but are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you starting to pack? Like, what does it mean to you to just know that that next step is literally 5 weeks away?
You know, it's kind of crazy because today, me and my mom went to Target just to make sure I get some stuff for my dorm, make sure I have everything that I do need. I've been getting that question a lot lately, too, but just not just by my own teammates, but by teachers and everything, like asking if I'm going to miss them, if I'm going to miss Alter, am I going to miss high school period, which I am 100%. You know, I've been there for 4 years with the senior class that I've been with for so long, and some of the kids I've known before high school. So I'm going to miss them for sure, but I'm ready for Ohio State.
Do you know who your roommates are going to be? Or if there's names you can't tell us, just leave a blank spot, I guess. I mean, you know how it goes.
Yeah, I'm with John. Sure. That might be one of the person I can't say.
Sorry, it cut out. Who was it?
Jair Brown.
So you, Jair, I mean, obviously, Keon, you guys got a really bunch of tight guys in the class, of tight group. The last Buckeye Bash, so we'll call it Buckeye Bash 1.5 or 2.0, whatever you guys want to call it, was the Penn State game. That was sort of the back end of the official visit weekend you guys all took in June. Of course, guys that are uncommitted like Caden Curry, Xavier Wampa, Zion Branch, Omari Abor, you're talking all of the dudes that you guys have been recruiting for a long time. How did that weekend go from your vantage point? I know I've talked to all of them. I know how it went from theirs. But, you know, as the class builder, how do you think that weekend went in your mind?
I think it went very well. You know, before the game, I talked to Caden on a daily. But I talked to Omari. I talked to X and Zion a lot, too. But just talking to them in person, just goofing around, just not even talking about football, just goofing around, talking to each other about school, talking to each other about like stuff with on YouTube about Zion and Zach. But yeah, just it was good for sure, 100%.
I just got back from Iowa where I saw Xavier on Thursday, and you know, he was talking about the relationship he has with you and Keon, and talked about the fact that even if you guys end up going somewhere else, if he ends up at Notre Dame or at Iowa, that how important it was for him that you guys have just been able to develop this friendship. But if he goes to one of those places, you play him next year. And if he goes to Notre Dame, you play him like the first game next year. So, yeah. I mean, how quickly do you have to put aside that friendship once that decision's made? Not that not Buckeyes fans, I'm not saying Xavier's picking somewhere else. I'm just saying if it happens.
You know, I'm always going to support him no matter what school he goes to. That's with everybody that chooses Ohio State, or if they don't choose Ohio State. But once we step on that field, there's no friends on the field for sure. If you're not wearing the same colors I am, then we're enemies.
Now, what's been the biggest piece in these last few months with Ohio State, and just that the relationship that you've built with the coaching staff over the last few months? What have they done to help you prepare for these next 5 weeks and beyond? What's the one thing that you're like, man, I'm glad they told me to do this?
Talking to a lot of the players for sure. They've been keeping me in contact with people like JT, you know, Taraja Mitchell and Jalen Johnson, just some of the freshmen, the people who has experience there for sure. Just like staying close with them, letting them tell me what to expect once I get up there and what I need to be doing that before I even get up there.
Is there something body-wise that Coach Mick has given you, like a plan that they want you at? I mean, You've stayed relatively the same size the last 2 years. I mean, you've put on good weight, but you're still at 210, 215 pounds most of the time, right? I mean, what do they want you at?
Coach Mick really hasn't told me anything. He just told me to just stay where I'm at. Same thing with Coach Washington. He really didn't want me gaining any weight either. So just why I'm just staying at 210 right now.
You know, as you watched the defense over these last 9 weeks for Ohio State, you saw the first couple of games, and I'm sure that you, as a future member of it, were like, what is going on here? And then you've started to see it sort of take on an identity. Do you feel good about the direction that things are heading?
Yeah, 100%. You know, there is a couple aspects of it that shows that they're a young team, which they are. But all in all, you know that Ohio State's the top team in the country, and they continue to show that week after week. So I'm just can't wait till I get up there.
As you watch the linebacker play specifically, CJ, like it seems like it's multiple every week. There's 5-6 different linebackers who are all very different players, very different roles. Taraja plays a much different role than Tommy Eichenberg does, who plays a much different role than Steel Chambers, who plays a much different role than EA Neoteote. Like, what is your vision of how you fit into the defense once you get there?
Wherever Coach Washington feels like he needs to play me, you know, I played some free safety at my school. Not saying that they're probably going to put me at free safety, but if they need to put me back there, I can play it, you know, just doing the best to help out the team that I can.
Just not kick returner, because when I saw you a month ago, you told me you were going to house a kickoff, and then you got stopped at the 20-yard line. So my feeling on that matter, CJ, is stated that you should not be returning kicks.
Nah, you can't say nothing, though. I returned a punt that game, too.
I know, but that one got called back.
That's not my fault.
All right, true. So what's next? I mean, give Buckeyes fans an idea. Here we are. There's 7 weeks, 6 weeks till signing day. You guys have a top 5 class in the country, depending on who you ask. You haven't had a lot of splashes in the last few months. You guys have taken more hits than you've had wins in the last few months. Quinn reclassifying, you know, Jaheim dipping out of the class. What is coming for Buckeyes fans? Don't give away names. I know the things, but like, what should they expect?
Just stay patient, because once signing day hits and once all the All-American games are over with, we're going to be top three for sure. Not even top three, might be one or two.
What is the one campus place that you're excited to go to the most once you become an official Ohio State Buckeye?
Big House. I got friendships with players on that team. Rob Moore, went to Northmont. And we trained together. Play Marcus Allen and Braylon Allen. When we play Wisconsin, I'm tight with those guys too. So just can't wait to play those two.
Last thing, and this is outside of the box thinking here, but I know you're competitive and you want to get after it. Back in, I think it was 2016, Brendan White began practicing with Ohio State before their bowl game. So he enrolled early and began practicing the week before their bowl game and actually got to practice them. He didn't go to an All-American game because of that, but has there ever been a discussion about, hey, why not just get here and start hitting people?
Coach Washington has talked to me about that for a little bit, but we haven't really touched on if he needs me to do it or if I choose to do it or not.
Well, I know that as Captain Buckeye, which I actually think is ridiculous to even say, to be honest, but I know you got work to do in the All-American game down there in Tampa. Who's the official like surrogate to be doing the recruiting work in San Antonio if you're going to be in Tampa?
Keon, for sure.
You and Gabe are the only ones going to Tampa, right?
Commit-wise, I think so. But, Zion's going. Amari's going. There's a couple other guys, too.
So, it's a multi-pronged approach is what you're saying.
100%.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Sorry, what? What's that?
And then Caleb over there, it's the Adidas game too. So they're going to do what they need to do for sure.
Yeah, I think there's like 10 commits at the Adidas game. And then Caden Curry and a bunch of the other targets will be there for that one. So probably a little bit of fireworks coming in the next few weeks. But we'll see you back at the Horseshoe on November 20th. Actually, shoot, I'm sorry. I guess we'll see you this weekend for the Purdue game. And thanks for being on the show, man. Congrats on the career being wrapped up, and look forward to what comes next. Just always appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you.
Yes, sir. This has been Bermanology on Letterman Row. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. That's CJ Hicks. Thanks for watching.